Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. My name is Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I want to let you know about a goal we started out the day with and where we are at. And then yesterday I mentioned that the Colorado Statesman had an article in its last week's edition. And this article gives you the pros and cons, or actually the support within the pro-life movement, of who is supporting the Colorado Personhood Amendment effort and who's opposing it. And so I want to quote to you from that. It's pretty neat. And then also I mentioned this two-time felon abortionist, Arnold Bickman, who is now, he spent some years in jail, and he's now the principal of a public school in Chicago. How's that? So felon abortionist, now the principal of a public school in Chicago. So we'll talk about those stories, but I want to tell you about this goal. And to do so, I got to let you know about something that's happening later today, a bit of inside information. There's going to be a conference call with the organizers of the Personhood petition effort. And it's going to include some significant pro-life leaders from in Colorado and around the country. And so at Denver Bible Church, we thought, some of the elders and I were talking this morning, and we thought, what can we do? How can we help? We've so thoroughly poured ourselves into supporting this effort to get 76,000 valid signatures by May 13th. And that's quite a goal for 20-year-old Christy Burton, the sponsor of the effort, who had no major organizations behind her, no big money, just a commitment to trust God, and it's always the right time to do the right thing and to teach people not to wait 24 hours before you kill your baby, but that every human being is a person from the moment of fertilization. And that's just a right or wrong issue. That's not a let's negotiate with killing children issue. So it's quite the vision. It's exactly what the doctor ordered for our culture that is so washed up with moral relativism that even adults say they don't know right from wrong any longer. So this is a statement of truth, absolute morality from Christians who need to take the leadership in our culture and restore an understanding of what's right and what's wrong. And you start with do not murder. And then you go to do not steal and do not commit adultery and do not bear false witness against your neighbor. So we wondered, what can we do after the past 4 months? We're at 45,000 signatures. So the elders of Denver Bible Church are talking, what can we do? So one of the elders actually figured out, put pen to paper and figured out when Colorado Right to Life mailed out blank petitions to people, and with a letter urging them to get signatures, we got signatures back and a good number of signatures, but it's so very expensive because these forms, the petition forms are expensive, the postage is expensive, it's just expensive to do that. But the campaigns in the past that have made it onto the ballot in the November elections, and they all needed this hurdle of about 76,000 valid signatures, for the most part, they all end up buying signatures. They go to companies that hire people to gather signatures, and that's the way they do it. The marriage amendment had to do that. They had to buy about 30,000 signatures 2 years ago, and they had a couple hundred churches involved and hundreds of volunteers, but it's hard to get that many signatures from registered voters. But we realize that there are so many pro-lifers who want to help, but they're just not sure what or how to do it. And when you actually go through the time and effort and expense of putting a petition in their hands, a lot of them say, wow, thanks. And they go around, get their friends, their church members to sign the petition, and they turn it in. And so we realized that we could get signatures for a lot less than the going rate of $2 a signature that typically these companies will pay for. And one of our church elders, like I said, put pen to paper, said, you know what? I think we could get signatures for $1.50 a signature. And so there is this conference call today at 4 o'clock. We're at 45,000 signatures. And he, could I give his name? Well, I think so, right? Well, maybe I shouldn't. I didn't ask him. But he's a very successful realtor, commercial realtor in Colorado. And he said, you know, if we got $15,000 by the time of the conference call, then we could pretty much guarantee that by one project, that it'll take us about a day to put it together with that money, then that will bring in another 10,000 signatures. I mean, it's a virtual certainty over a period of a few weeks. And so I thought, okay, well, that's a great idea. But James, where, oop, I said his first name. But I said, but where, you know, where do we get that money from? So he said, well, let's just, I mean, we've asked and people have poured in their heart and their soul. And we've asked, but let's ask again. Let's ask some of our friends. It's different if you're asking money for yourself or for a ministry and you get a paycheck out of it. That is different. But we're not asking money for ourselves. We're asking money for the personhood effort and not $1 to go to salary. So I said, all right, let's see what we can do. So this is what we have so far since this morning, thanks to James. We have, I'm holding one check here in my hands. Can you hear that? How's that sound? Can you guess how much that's for? This check is for $2,000. It was actually delivered to me just in time for going on the air. And then I have three other checks that are coming in. One for $5,000, another for $2,000, and another for $2,000. And that's humbling. It's shocking. It's humbling. So 5,000 plus 2 is 7, plus 2 is 9, plus 2 is $11,000 toward this one project to get approximately 10,000 signatures. And if I could make that goal of $15,000 by the time we go off the air, then when the conference call starts at 4, I could go on and I think with a tremendous, encouraging message to the campaign organizers, the sponsor, Christy Burton, the other leaders who are in, I could come on board and say, Denver Bible Church, you know, not as the church, but the elders, the fellowship, people have come together and we're going to help out with 10,000 signatures that we're committing to today. And they should be in within a few weeks. And that will bring us from 45,000 signatures to 55,000 signatures. And that means in 6 weeks, then we have another 21,000 signatures to go to get that bare minimum that we need. And when we need to meet that threshold, and then, if I understand the law correctly, we'll have more time, more weeks to make up any deficit for signatures that were considered invalid. So there's the goal, and what I need to pull that off, $15,000 for the overhead for 10,000 signatures. So I need basically two more people who could join this effort, two more people. And, well, there's something else that, you know, I very rarely will share our own finances, our own, meaning my wife Cheryl and I. And of course, if you talk about what you give, you lose any reward. God says that don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing, because if you go ahead and, you know, brag about what you give, then you have your reward. But just as the Apostle Paul said, you know, I'm going to risk it because I want to encourage you. So, too, I'll let you know that one of those $2,000 is from my wife, Cheryl, and I. Cheryl and I are giving $2,000 toward this goal of $11,000. And we have a lot of money. We live in a beautiful home, but we live paycheck to paycheck, and we struggle. I'd say if you have seven boys and two grandkids and the bills that we have, you might struggle too, and we struggle. But this is so very important, and to imagine leveraging this effort of encouraging the organizers and the leaders. Because now, after 4 months has passed, they will be, I mean, we can guarantee it, utterly exhausted. Keith Mason, who's the statewide grassroots coordinator, he's been putting in, and I could attest because his office is right next door to Bob Benyart Live, the BEL cabin, as we call it, here in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. And he's been putting in at 90 hours a week, 90 to 100 hours a week for all these months. And he's, you know, he was diagnosed a couple days ago with a bleeding ulcer, and he's young. I said, Keith, what are you doing to yourself? You need to take a break. And he knows he needs to take a break, and he's worked too hard, and the stress is intense. It'd be a lot easier if the opposition was just Planned Parenthood, but it's not. And so Keith is, and his wife Jennifer have poured their heart and souls into this effort. And so has Christy Burton, the sponsor, and her family. And family members of the Burtons taking on extra work, working nights so they could put money and time into the campaign. And Susan, who came out to the premiere of Horton Hears a Who, Susan, she's a mom with a few little kids and a wonderful husband, and she's been collecting signatures, and she collected 940 signatures. And Mark and Bo Ballantyne from Denver Bible Church out there collecting day after day, week after week, collecting over 1,000 signatures, 1,000 signatures. And there are still people listening to the show that don't realize what they can do to change the future, to change our lives. And some people think, well, what if it doesn't pass? Well, we might have to get it on the ballot 10 times to have 10 cycles of teaching people right from wrong before it'll pass. You don't know what effort it will take until it's accomplished. And people need to be taught right from wrong. You don't take a poll and figure out if the people are supportive of stopping the Holocaust and killing Jews. You don't take a poll to that effect. You teach them. You press on. You move forward. And so Keith Mason has poured his heart and soul, his life, into this with the full support of his wife, Jennifer. And the Burtons have done the same. And Brian Rohrbach, Columbine Dad, president of American Right to Life, investing time and money and reputation and determination and commitment and counsel and bearing criticism. I think Brian Rohrbach has taken most of the heat for this effort. Oh, wait a minute. I think Keith Mason is catching up. And so what could we do? 45,000 signatures. How do we give a boost to the campaign? How do we give a boost to the campaign with this conference call that I have the honor of joining into at 4 o'clock today? And Judy Brown will be on there, and Brian Rohrbach, and the sponsor, the campaign manager, a couple heavy hitters, supporters of the campaign, and an assessment of where are we at? And what do we have to accomplish to get to this point? By the way, one of the people who gave a $2,000 check, he gave a $2,000 check, and he said, and I'm buying 5 tickets for the dinner Friday night, April 4th, when Judy Brown's coming into town. 5 tickets. I'm bringing 5 people. How's that? Wow. And so we'll give a report at 4 o'clock of Colorado Right to Life is sponsoring the Friday night dinner with Judy Brown, April 4th at Cinzetti's at I-25 and 104th. And please come if you can. We'll have a wonderful time of fellowship, as we always do at these events. And Judy Brown is a phenomenal speaker. Phenomenal. It will be a thrilling event. And in Colorado Springs on the next night, April 5th, Saturday night, at an Italian restaurant down there, it'll be an Italian fest. It'll be great. And so please come to that if you can. You could call Colorado Right to Life to register for that, 303-753-9394, 303-753-9394. And if you're listening to this and you want to help and you just can't quite see how you could give $1,000 or $2,000 to meet this $15,000 goal, then please call Colorado Right to Life and tell them I'd like to give $20 to your personhood effort to get the signatures, or I'd like to come to the dinner Friday night, April 4th, a week from Friday. But if you think you could be, I've got four checks now, one in my hand. I still haven't let it go. I think I'm not going to let it go till we deposit it. By the way, it's made out to Colorado Right to Life. It's for their issue committee to be used 100% to gathering signatures, 100%. So I think I'm not going to let it down. I'm not going to let go of it until we hand it right to the Colorado Right to Life officer who's going to deposit it. So that's the one of these four checks. And the others I know are coming in $5,000 and $2,000. And my wife Cheryl and I, $2,000. And this other $2,000. So that's $11,000. So do you think you can give $1,000 or $2,000 toward this goal of $15,000, so that in 42 minutes from now, I could go on the conference call and say, well, we put together a project and we could commit to 10,000 signatures coming in within the next 3.5 weeks. Can you be one of those? If you can, if you can't quite see yourself to that much, please call Colorado Right to Life and sign up for the dinner or with a gift at $20, $50, $100. Their number is 303-753-9394, 303-753-9394. If you think you could be someone who could help me and James reach this goal of $15,000 for an additional 10,000 signatures, please call. I'll give the BEL phone number, and that would be for a check for $1,000 or $2,000. We need $4,000 more. And I'm sure there's somebody out there who can do it. So does that make sense? And does it seem like I'm being greedy here or being crude? You know, if you give, then you'll be healed of cancer. No, now that would be crude, right? That would be crude, rude, lewd, and shrewd. And that's what's brought a lot of shame to the gospel of Jesus Christ, by fraudulent hucksters, televangelists. We're not selling miracles, and I'm not asking for money for a Rolex or a Rolls Royce. I mean, it's true, I do drive a Rolls. Well, it rolls, at least. And it's a, what do I drive? I don't even know what it is. It's a Honda Accord, and it's how many years old? It's 8 years old. It's a 2000. And it has about 170,000 miles. That's what I drive. My wife drives a minivan that's about 4 years old. And she loves it. Although the locks don't work right anymore. What's with that? So I hope you will accept this plea for this project to encourage the organizers of this event in this way. So our number here is 800-8-NYART. And if you think you could help us toward this goal, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. By the way, yesterday we had a call from Indianapolis Rich Holst, who met his wife, Xu Yan Zhou, at a Bob and Yurt Live Bible conference, a Bible seminar that he attended in Indianapolis. We've done these in about 15 cities around the country. We've done about 40, I'd say about 40 Bible seminars. And Xu Yan was locked up in a federal prison in California for 5 years because she fled communist China when they gave her a pill to start a forced abortion. And she almost died on the refugee ship on the way here, and they thought she was dead. The captain of the ship wanted to throw her overboard when the Coast Guard was approaching because he was afraid he'd be charged with killing a woman because he had a dead woman on his ship. And the women around Xu Yan refused, wailed and yelled, and refused to allow him to throw her overboard. And she was airlifted by a Coast Guard helicopter to a hospital in California. And when she recovered, she lost the baby because of the pill that the Chinese government, the communist government, which is pro-choice. Oh, aren't they pro-choice? Planned Parenthood has given them millions of dollars. They must be pro-choice, right? No, they're pro-forced abortion for 20 years, while Planned Parenthood, which is an organization that's not pro-choice, they're pro-abortion, has given them millions of dollars. And so Xu Yan Zhou recovered but lost the baby and spent 5 years in jail. Her crime was that she was fleeing a communist, godless government that by force was killing her child. And so Christians took up her cause, and her case, we thank God, was on the 700 Club. And then one of the longtime friends of Bob and Yurt Live, one of our viewers, listeners, basically adopted Xu Yan Zhou and would not let the issue go. And fighting for her release, and eventually, her first name is Sharon, won Xu Yan Zhou's release. What a battle it was. And so Xu Yan flew from jail to Washington, D.C., where she testified before Congress live on C-SPAN with Harry Wu. And then, that was a Friday, then they flew Saturday to come to the Bob and Yurt Live seminar, Bible seminar in Indianapolis, and Rich Holst was there. And they started a courtship, and he married her, and they have three beautiful children. And he wanted to come back on today's show, but we have told their story in the past, and you could go to kgov.com, kgov, kgov.com, and search for their story. If you search for Harry Wu, that might be the easiest way to find it, W-U, but her name, Xu Yan Zhou. Zhou, Z-H-O-U, Xu Yan Zhou. Z-H-O-U, and Rich Holst. She married Rich Holst, so she's Xu Yan Holst. Xu Yan Zhou Holst. At any rate, Lord willing, we'll have Rich and Xu Yan Zhou back on another program. But it was important today that I share this with you because of some degree of urgency with this conference call coming up in 36 minutes. 36 minutes, and do you think you can help me with this project? So we have $11,000, and I'm praying, hoping, and the phone has rung a few times since we started the show, but people with ideas and encouraging words to share, but no one stepping up to $1,000 or $2,000 toward this goal of $15,000 to fund this project, to bring in another 10,000 signatures in the next 3.5 weeks. And boy, would I love to be able to share that with Judy Brown and Brian Rohrbaugh and Christy Burton and Keith Mason and the others who will be on this conference call. So please, if you can, call me, Bob Enyart Live. Our phone number, 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. So here's this article in the Colorado Statesman from March 14th, and they're talking about the pro-life split on the personhood effort. And it's written by John Schroyer. It's an excellent article. And even though that some are upset about the effort, he writes, nevertheless, Colorado for Equal Rights is charging ahead with the campaign. The group recently garnered the support of former Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, as well as from prominent Republicans such as Alan Keyes and Texas Congressman Ron Paul. Additionally, the amendment is supported by Colorado Right to Life, the state's largest pro-life organization, and Operation Rescue, the nation's most well-known pro-life activist organization, along with 274 individual churches. The campaign also recently enlisted Human Life International, the largest pro-life organization in the world. And then there's a quote from Tom Utner, the Reverend Tom Utner, president of HLI. He said, "We cannot have any other stand but this. Every effort to place this issue on the top of voters' agendas has the support of Human Life International and all of our affiliates throughout the world." And by the way, that's 80 affiliates. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART. It's actually, 99 countries with 80 offices around the world. 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. If you could help me reach this goal of $15,000 by today, this is in 33 minutes. Our conference call will start. And this article goes on with all of those who are endorsing and supporting. Okay, we just got a $1,000 donation from Chris in Elbert. Thank you, Chris. And a $500 donation from John in Watkins. Wow, Elbert, Colorado, Watkins, Colorado. That's the benefit of 50,000 watts to get around the country. That brings us up to $12,500. $12,500. We're $2,500 short of the goal to encourage the leaders of this effort with another 10,000 signatures by 4 o'clock in 32 minutes. Please can you help? And Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, what a great school. Maranatha.
Hi, I'm Bob's brother Brian. I moved my remodeling business, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, to Colorado. You can call me to improve the look and value of your home and support Bob Enyart Live at the same time. I have nearly 30 years' experience beautifying homes. So whether you're in the market for a new kitchen, a bathroom makeover, or maybe a new front door, you'll be pleased with the results and happy to know that all the proceeds will go directly toward keeping Bob on the air with the truth. Yes, I said... Well, wait a second. That's 5% of the proceeds. That's not... I said 5% of the proceeds, Bob, not all. Anyhow, so call for a free estimate to see if we can help you with your next home improvement project. And don't forget to mention that you heard about us on Bob Enyart Live. Call us, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, at 720-641-7033. That's 720-641-7033.